Welcome to Learning from Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they adjusted their lives post-graduation, including personal stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world. I'm Allison Connell, Director of Marketing and Communications for the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and I'll be talking with Ashley Temple, who graduated from the college in 2008 with a bachelor's degree in psychology and a minor in biochemistry. Ashley is currently the patient care services manager for 167 Albertsons, Safeway, and Vons pharmacies across five states, including Arizona. Recently, Ashley and her team were recognized for their over 275 and counting COVID-19 mass vaccination efforts by Maricopa County, the Arizona Partnership for Immunization, and the Arizona Public Health Association. Ashley attended ASU for both her undergrad and her master's, then returned to school to obtain her Doctor of Pharmacy at Midwestern University. Today, Ashley will be sharing about finding the right career fit after graduation and why taking risks are important on your journey. All right, so Ashley, to start, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your current role?
Sure. My name is Ashley Temple, and I am currently a patient care services manager for Albertsons, Safeway, and Vons pharmacies. And I'll go into that in a little bit, but first I'll just start a little bit with my background. So I started by going to Arizona State University as both an undergrad, and I actually obtained a master's degree from ASU as well. I majored in undergrad in psychology and biochemistry, and my intention was always to do something with science. At the time, I was looking a little bit more towards traditional science research. So actually, right after graduating with my undergraduate degrees, I went on to do some Alzheimer's research, first with Barrow Neurological Institute, and then with Banner Sun Health Research Institute. If you're familiar with both of those places, they specialize in things mostly neurological type research. Again, I specialized in Alzheimer's disease. So did a lot of things around traditional science bench research, you know, what you would think of in a lab, a lot of lab experiments, tracking those results, keeping records. And then, of course, aiming for publication is always a huge part of that. I really loved that. And I think there's so much value in that research. I had amazing experiences, but I decided that I wanted to do something that had a little bit more interpersonal interaction. The practices I was at were a lot of traditional science research, but not a lot of face-to-face interaction with patients or subjects. So I decided to go back and pursue a different career path. So first I went back and got a master's degree at ASU called a Master's of Healthcare Innovation. And at the time that was through the College of Nursing. And that was kind of my first step in a direction towards more patient-centered healthcare. That degree focused a lot on, of course, healthcare, but also sort of like the business side and then actually the innovative side of healthcare, because as you know, there's so much technology, so many different things we could do, and healthcare is always a huge topic in policymakers' lives and all of our lives. So that's kind of what that degree focused on. I finished that master's and then I was kind of like, what's next? So I went back to school again, this time to get a doctor of pharmacy through Midwestern University. And that's what led me to become a pharmacist. So upon graduation from pharmacy school, I did what's called a residency. And that's where you spend another year kind of learning your trade, really fine tuning your skill set. And you're a practicing pharmacist, but you're sort of still in a learning environment too. And you commonly hear of residencies when we talk about like medical doctors and physicians, but pharmacists do them too. So I did a year of that. And then I continued on with Albertsons Safeway Pharmacies and was a staff pharmacist. I did what was called patient care pharmacy, where I did lots of a traditional pharmacist role and instead focused on a lot of clinical services. And eventually I was promoted to patient care services manager, which is what I do now. If you haven't worked in pharmacy or if you don't have a medical background, sometimes that confuses people as to what that role is. And so basically what I do is I manage a lot of the extra clinical services that pharmacists do that aren't like what you would see when you go to your local pharmacy. You see them, you know, dispensing medication to you, giving vaccinations, things like that. Pharmacists actually can do a lot more than that. They can manage disease states. They can offer mass immunization events. They can, in some cases, alter your medication without a prescription if they have what's called a collaborative practice agreement. So I manage all of that aspect, and I do that for Albertsons, Safeway, and Vons pharmacies across 5 different states in the country.
Wow. Okay. you've really created such an accomplished, you know, career for yourself. That was really interesting to hear your background. So I know you kind of shared a little bit as far as your journey post-graduation, and we talked about this a little bit when we were messaging with you, but you know, many graduates have no idea what their next step is after graduation. What can you share about your own experience that may help students find their way?
Yeah. So I really wanted to talk about this topic because, you know, just listening to my background, I think I talked for like 3 minutes because I had so much different stuff that I did. And a lot of that wasn't because I was, you know, so frenetic and that I couldn't decide on what to do. It was a lot of just not knowing exactly where I fit and what was the right path for me. And I think that that's very, very common, especially when you're an undergraduate student. I mean, you've just gotten out of high school in some cases, or maybe it's been a couple years, and, you know, deciding what is your career path for what you feel like is the rest of your life can be a really daunting task. I was that way. When I started as an undergrad at ASU, I wanted to be a lawyer. And I took business courses because I wanted to be like a corporate lawyer. And I quickly learned that's not my forte. I can get through those classes, but it wasn't something I enjoyed. And so I actually switched my major. And then I ended up doing psychology and biochemistry. And, you know, I at first thought bench research because I'm very like a very cerebral person. But, you know, I like to talk. I like to be around people. So finding the perfect fit can be a challenge. I would say that, you know, one thing that really inevitably helps you decide what is a good path for you is experiencing that. In some cases, you can't directly experience what it is you think you want to do, but there are still opportunities and ways that you can try to get some hands-on experience. So, for example, I mentioned I wanted to be a lawyer. Not only did I take, you know, a mock law school class that was offered at the time at ASU, but I also shadowed an attorney that, you know, I had a connection with. That gave me, you know, of course I'm not the one doing the job, but it gave me a lot more hands-on experience as to what those jobs entailed. And it helped me know, you know, that wasn't for me. Whereas when I went through pharmacy school, what they'll have you do are rotations. And I tell a lot of students I encounter now that sometimes you think you're going to hate something and you love it. And sometimes it's the opposite. So ultimately having an open mind, trying to get hands-on experience, and then not being afraid to change when something doesn't fit is really important. When you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, you know, it may be hard to know exactly what you're good at and what you want to do. I would say take classes, explore your options. Don't think you have to have everything set in stone right now. There's always time to make decisions. I'm a perfect example of that. I went back to school twice. I'm not saying that's the optimal choice, but it's a possibility. And, you know, I'm successful now. And it wasn't for lack of success that that happened. It was because I wanted to find the right fit. And I feel like I had so many options and it was difficult to narrow it down until I experienced those things.
So what do you think are some of the best resources or even some of the resources that you personally, you know, experienced that helped you after graduation, whether that was in your personal or professional life?
Yeah. So I think the value of mentorship is huge. Again, you know, sometimes it's difficult to know exactly what the next steps are, and having an inside man is always important, or inside woman. And basically, you know, if you do know what career path you're interested in, then finding someone who has that career, who can help mentor you in terms of What are the next steps once you graduate? You know, there's always the obvious of perfecting your resume, doing well with interviews, things like that. But sometimes there are other networking types of things that you could be doing that will really set you apart. And I think that that's where a mentor can be valuable to you, because maybe they've been through that. Maybe they learned it after the fact. I know that oftentimes in pharmacy, we say that pharmacy is a very small world because you end up connecting with people that you never think you're going to. But I think it's that way in every profession. So having a mentor and not being afraid to have a mentor. I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but generally somebody who is, you know, willing to have that mentor-mentee relationship really does want to help you, and they want to offer their wisdom and advice. So that's one thing I would say. If you are thinking of a particular career path and they have a state association or some kind of association that's directed towards that career path, getting involved with those is always very helpful too, because it opens up a lot of opportunity. If you're wanting to experience something hands-on, even as a student, you may be able to do so through those state associations. A lot of times it'll be like a one-time opportunity, but other times it can turn into a long-term internship or something of that nature. So, you know, for example, my husband's a CPA. There's an Arizona CPA Association. I'm a pharmacist. There's an Arizona Pharmacist Association. Pharmacists are obviously, that's a graduate program. But for most types of career paths, there are things like that. There are even general ones, you know, related to just like women in science and things like that. And then last, I would say get involved at ASU. Everyone says that all the time. You probably heard it like 700 times during your orientation when you were coming here as a student, but it is very true. And that's why you hear it so often. When you're involved on campus, you get to experience a lot of different opportunities. It opens that up to a lot of different people. Even your fellow peers may have opportunities or advice or things they've been through. They may have connections. They may know someone, a parent may know someone, you know, a family member, someone they work with. So just having those opportunities helps you get some of that hands-on experience. And also just networking is so important in general, especially as you get further into your career.
So something you've touched on is not being afraid to, you know, make different choices and, you know, take risks, you know, even if it's going back to school again, or, you know, not being sure of what your next step is. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, taking risks in your own career and why that was the right thing for you to do?
Yes, absolutely. I think regardless of who you are, taking risks can mean different things to different people. And it can also be a scary thing to do. In particular, there are a lot of studies around women taking risks in their career. And I think that I'm obviously a woman, so that speaks to me a lot. A great example is when this patient care services manager position became open. I was relatively new on the scene. I hadn't been a pharmacist for as long as some of the other candidates, but I had done a residency program. I was obviously more of a non-traditional applicant because I had had other career choices in the past, but it was still a very daunting leap to make. And that's what I mean by taking risks. For me, the risk was even applying for the position because I was worried, what if I fail? What if I'm not qualified? Well, you know, all of those things that we all have self-doubts about. And I think there are a lot of studies that show that people frequently will pass up an opportunity because they have fear of the outcome of actually getting the opportunity. So that's one example. So I had to really force myself to apply and tell myself, you know, take this risk, see what happens. If you get it, then you'll cross that bridge when you do. So I got the position, and it was a large learning curve in terms of responsibility to go from managing a couple patients, a couple things like that. Even, you know, your everyday operations at a pharmacy is incredibly important, but to add that manager title on means a different level of responsibility. And so there was a learning curve, but every day I reminded myself I'm capable and I can do it and I have resources and support. So for me, that was a risk. For other people, it may mean, you know, switching career paths, switching your major maybe you're in a major right now that you hate and you want to switch it. Don't be afraid to take that risk. You need to be happy in what you're doing, or at least as happy as possible. I mean, every career is going to have ups and downs. So, you know, and then also when doors of opportunity open, don't be afraid to step through that door, even if it's not what you thought it would be, or if it seems like a really daunting task. So I would say that that's the risk I would, that's an example of a risk I took. It doesn't seem very big, but I think we all focus, we all have those all the time, self-doubt. And so just being confident in yourself and looking into open doors when they occur.
Yeah. And kind of related, but you know, there's that stat that like women only apply to a position when they like 100% of they, you know, their resume like matches up with the job description versus males. It's like 60% or something really low. That's what I always think about when you're worried about applying to something. So it is there. I mean, it's that self-doubt and being afraid to fail or not even, and being afraid to have like being qualified to like be in that position or like be in the room with those people. So I completely know what that's like as well.
Yeah, it's so common. And like now that I'm a mom, you know, I get worried about like that too, you know, which is less applicable to these students, but it's just a reality of something we face.
Okay. So kind of the final question, specific to your career, but what advice would you give someone pursuing a career path similar to your own?
So my advice would be, and obviously my career path was convoluted, but if you're looking to do something in the medical field or something in patient care, even public health, you know, sometimes those paths are predetermined. So for example, if I wanted to be an MD, you know, the obvious path is that I have to go to medical school. And then after that, I have to do a residency and take a licensing exam. And it's similar for a pharmacist in the sense that you have to go to school, you got to get that license, et cetera. But there are still things that are not predetermined. And that may be what you do with those degrees once you have those. Or for example, if you're interested in going into research or public health, you may not need an advanced degree, but there's still kind of like a set pathway to get to those careers. But I think my advice would be if you are interested in careers like that, again, hands-on experience as best you can is really important, especially when there is a predetermined path, because it is a big commitment. So if you are interested in being a medical doctor, for example, there are chances to volunteer in the hospital. That's probably like the best thing you could do because it gives you more of an idea as to what is a daily life of a physician like. And you'll never fully know, but you'll get to see some things. So hands-on experience to the best of your ability. Another thing that's obviously very important as you're going through school is kind of diversifying your skill set. So, you know, anybody who applies to graduate programs, or not anybody, but the majority of people who apply to certain graduate programs are going to have like a GPA that's good, and they're going to have taken those prereqs. Everybody's kind of taken the same courses, et cetera. But being able to show that you have other interests is really important. I know that there was a lot of focus on sort of community service and giving back to the community. So that's something that's valuable. Ways to draw yourself apart. If you do have experience, like say you volunteered at a facility or you shadowed someone for a long period of time, that's helpful too. And then my last piece of advice is, again, nothing's set in stone. So if you pursue one of these career paths and for whatever reason, it doesn't work out, maybe you apply to medical school and you don't get in, there is always a chance to adapt and to pivot and figure out something that's going to work just as well for you, if not better. So for someone interested in a science career, I would say that be open-minded about what that means for you, because a lot of times it feels like there's just like one path only, and there definitely isn't. You can do a lot of different things. My role is a very non-traditional pharmacist role, but I love it because it's different and it's dynamic every single day. And so I think that's just really something to think about when you're pursuing any career, but even one with even a science career.
Thank you for joining us today and learning from Ashley's experience. If you'd like to connect with Ashley, email ashley.temple@albertsons.com or reach out on LinkedIn. To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts or visit thecollege.asu.edu/LFE podcast. See you next time.